Sand City, written and read by Louise. The children from Room 2 were in the sandpit at the bottom of the school field. They were building a huge city. There were skyscrapers, car parks, bridges, tunnels, motorways, and even some houses and schools. They worked on it all playtime and lunchtime. They dug with spades, and bulldozers pushed their cars round and round. Brum! Up the hills. Zoom! Round the buildings. Wham! Into the hills. Whizz! Over the bridges. Their city was the best ever, and they called it Sand City. But then, just as everyone was having a really neat time, Tommy came to watch. He stood on the side of the sandpit and then, with a loud shout, jumped right into the middle of Sand City. "I'm a giant! I'm a giant!" he shouted, and he kicked all the buildings to bits. Some of the children tried to push him away, but he was too big. So they all shouted and screamed at him. Some of the children cried. The duty teacher came over to see what all the commotion was about. "Tommy busted our Sand City," they all cried.
"Did you, Tommy?" asked Mr. Milton.
"I did not," said Tommy.
He did," the children shouted.
"I was only playing giants," said Tommy.
"Well, Tommy," said Mr. Milton, "tomorrow you can help everyone build a new Sand City."
Just then the bell went and they all had to go back into class. The next day, Tommy got into the sandpit with the Room 2 children and he helped them build a bigger, better Sand City. He made a huge castle with tunnels through it so that you could look through from one side to the other. It had holes for windows and doors. After lunchtime, when the children had gone back into class, it began to rain. The rain pelted hard onto the school roof so that the children couldn't hear each other speak. It was still raining at home time, so no one could go down to the sandpit at the bottom of the field to see their Sand City. But as soon as they came to school the next morning, everyone came to look. The city had been drowned. It was a muddy, mushy mess covered in yucky grey water.
"Where is my castle?" wailed Tommy.
"Perhaps a giant squashed it," someone said, and they all laughed, except Tommy.
"When I grow up, I'm going to build real buildings out of concrete and steel that won't fall down," he said.
"I hope there won't be any giants around then to squash them," Jessie laughed.
"We won't be able to build any more till the sandpit dries out," said Charlotte, and everyone ran away to play on the bars.